Shavuot Tov. Today's daf is daf Lamed Vav, getting all ready for Hanukkah here. And we're up to the very first word on the very first line. So the Mishnah introduced the halacha in which we treat Shabbos and Yom Tov different in the din of Mishilim Peres. You notice the Gemara immediately afterwards wanted to see whether we could derive some of the dinim, maybe Lagavi the shear of how many Peres you can take down out of the dinim of Shabbos. And over there we introduced the halacha of moving things if you have guests, you're moving things because of Bitul Beit HaMidrash, you needed more room at the Beit HaMidrash. We came up with a number of svaras that would distinguish Yom Tov from Shabbos. One of was that maybe because Yom Tov is more kal, people are more likely to be mekel, and therefore maybe we shouldn't be as mekel. The other one is that the case of Yom Tov is talking about a case of hefsid momen. Maybe hefsid momen is a significant issue, which wasn't the same by the Orchim or the Bitul Beit HaMidrash. On the other hand, the case in the Masechet Shabbat was talking about Bitul Beit HaMidrash, Achlasat Orchim is a Torah Mitzvah. So maybe over there we're more matir, than we would be for hefsid momen. Those were the issues that we had introduced until now. And Lamais, the Gemara wants to continue, which is very much thematic in this parak, other elements that may distinguish Shabbos from Yom Tov. And we begin with a continuation of the sugya that we had before, which was the dinim of moving things out of the way on Shabbos as they relate over here to Mishilim Peres. So Hatam Tanan says the Gemara, when it comes to the dinim of the Bitul Beit HaMidrash, it says you can move the four or five barrels over there, have a loet haotzar, and over there. And what does it mean, lo et haotzar? Obviously, you can't move a whole haotzar, a whole storage room. V'yomar Shmuel, mayava lo et haotzar, that if those are four or five containers are going to be concluding the entire haotzar, there won't be anything left, you can't do it. Ava lo yigmar et haotzar kulo is what's meant. Why is that? V'yomati lashvi egumot. Because over there already, once you bare the floor completely, and you see there may be some furrows in the floor, you may get a cheshek to even it out, and then you'll be over on binyan on Shabbat. And so the question is, Hachamai, what is the dinner over here, Lagabi, the Peirot, and your allowances for taking it down? Would we say the same thing over here, that if you've got a whole Otsar on your Gag, you can't allow all of it to be moved if it's raining because of this Chashash? Mai. Hatamu b'Shabbat yasur mishum d'chamir. And here we have the whole Sfar we had earlier in reverse. Maybe over there we yasur being mefana the entire Otsar, because after all, you could come to do a malacha on Shabbos, which is the Yisr d'Yeraisa. And it's a chi of chorus. Of a Yom Tov dekil, Yom Tov is not a schomer. But maybe shaper dummy, maybe we won't be so makbid on the making a gezera that maybe you'll come lashvi a gumais. Or maybe we should say just the opposite. We should say that even in Masechet Shabbat and on Shabbat, he could be tul Beit HaMidrash amrit lo. If even where there's an issue of the tzarech of the Beit HaMidrash, we still cheshesh for this takana, a gezera, I mean, that maybe you'll come lashvi a gumot. So hacha, deleka be tul Beit HaMidrash. Over here, all we're trying to do is save you some money. So lo koshikain, that we should be worried about the takana. Now here, why is it we use this horror in the inverse? Because you'll notice that there's two completely different sets of concerns. Oh, it's never made so much noise. Hello, hello? Ah, of course. It's a 50 cycle home. Yeah, so why is it that before we said yontov, which is ka'al, we'd have to be more machmeron because people will come to Zuzule Bay. And over here, we say yontov, that's more ka'al, we should be more mekelon. If you think about the two cases, they're very different. Over there, the shaila was, once we're matir something, that thing, we may end up doing the wrong way on Yom Tov because it's kal. And therefore we need to be machmir. Over here we're saying, the chashash you may come after you do that thing. You'll see the floor, now there's a separate chashash of Ashvuye Gumais. Well, what does one have to do with the other? So over there, obviously, it's more likely that we should be maker when it comes to Yom Tov, not machmir when it comes to Yom Tov. Certainly not saying that bechalal, you have to be machmir on Yom Tov because Yom Tov is kal. Okay. Now, there's another case that we want to discuss over here also that's similar to Shabbat. Tonight, Mishilin Perot Derech Aruba B'Yonta V'Yomer Reb Nachman Lo Shana Ela Ba'Oto Agag Avu Migag L'Gag Lo. If it's all on the same roof, then fine. But you can't carry it from one roof to another roof even though they're on the same level. V'Tani Nami Yochi Ein Metaltelin Migag L'Gag Afilo Shishkeguteyem Shavim. You can't carry from one roof to another even if you're going to carry, meaning to take it down out of the rain, even if they're on the same level, and the Braita supports Reb Nachman. Now, the question is, Hatamai, is that true, Lagabi, the din of Shabbat also, where you have the Bitul Beit HaMidrash route? Do we say, Hachahu, the Asa, the On, maybe over here, the only reason we answered it is Bishum Yom Tov Dekil, Vatil Zuzule, over here, here, we're worried about giving you a finger and you'll take a hand since Yom Tov is Kal. Maybe we don't have to worry about getting out of bounds on Shabbat. Or maybe we should look at it exactly the opposite. If over here on Yom Tov we're not being mad to you from Gog Lagog, even though you're losing money. So over there, for sure we shouldn't be mad to it. Another question. You can't lower these payrot through windows that are higher than the level of the roof. In other words, you can't lift and then lower, because that's already too much tircha already, that we don't allow you to do. And you cannot carry them down the stairs. A sulam doesn't mean necessarily any type of stair we call a sulam. You can't carry them down the stairs. You have to be able to lower them through the aruba on the roof, the skylight. So hatam, the question is, hatamai, would that be true, legabe, the making space on Shabbos? Do we say, hachra b'yantiv, u'diyosir leka b'tul beit ha-bitrash, over here we're only trying to save you money, so therefore we ask you that you're... Avol Shabbat, the case over there was talking about the b'tul beit ha-midrash, shabridon. So maybe l'tzerach mitzvah, we will be matir. Over here, even though the perot are being ruined, you said you're not allowed to take tircha, so hatam d'lekev sepirot lo koshike. Take these questions, remain up in the air. U'mechasinita perot. Amar Ulad, although the Mishnah says mechasinita perot, and you'd think that that's only because the perot are usable on Shabbat, the truth is afilo avira d'livne. Even if you have a loose pile of bricks, and they're going to get ruined now in the rain, you won't be able to use them right away now for building, and that's what they're set aside for. So even though they're mukta, you can still carry something to cover them. Rabbi Yitzchak amar perot haru'yin. No, you can only cover perot because the perot themselves aren't mukta. So primarily you can be metal to something to cover them. But something which is itself mukta, you cannot carry even a dover anital for the tzerech of something which itself is not carryable. And this is Rabbi Yitzchak l'tayne, the yom Rabbi Yitzchak ein kli nital, ela ledavar hanital b'shabbat. You cannot carry a kli unless you're carrying it for the purposes of something which itself is carryable. Now, let's take a look over here at our Mishnah tonight. Mechasimet ha-peirot bekelim. Now, why do you think the Mishnah stresses peirot? So you see peirot in avira delivne lo? L'chora, it's saying exactly what Rabbi Yitzchak is saying. You cannot cover a pile of bricks. You can only cover over the peirot. That's not so. I did the Tanarisha Meshilin Perot. Look, the Mishnah was focused at the beginning. Obviously, Perot certainly can't move Avira de Livne. So the case of lowering from the rain to lower it through the skylight, that's true. Everybody agrees that's only Perot. Okay, so once it opens with the discussion of Perot, so Tana Seifanami Mechasimata Perot, maybe that's why it simply continues talking about Perot, but not to tell you Dafka Perot and not Avira de Livne. Okay, well, what about the next? Tana. V'chein kadei yayin, v'chein kadei shemen. Now, it says, again, the same thing would be true, kadei yayin and kadei shemen. Can you explain to me what it is that you're adding over here? I mean, if you're coming to add something, to add the livenim. I mean, once you're telling me a chiddush, you tell me the chiddush, you can cover bricks. If you're trying to expand your original statement about peirot, and that's the best expansion you can come up with, is kadei yayin, tell me a big chiddush. Tell me a chiddush that you can cover even the livenim. Clearly, from the mission, you can't carry levenim. Nah, I'm not telling you. Okay, that's not true. Achmai is kina betivla. It's talking about kadei yain and kadei shemen that are tevel. And the chiddush is indeed that even though they're tevel and they're mukta, nonetheless you could cover them up. You see, exactly like I'm saying, says Ula. This is the equivalent of avir the livni. The Maaseh Taisus points out that we said just before that tevel is not considered to be mukta because, and there was, if somebody went ahead and was mitaken the tevel, I could now use it and I don't say that even did katsoy. So this is okay. That's true, but then Ula just would have said back to you, okay, big deal. But Lamaisa, right now it's tevel, you can't move it. So Lamaisa proves the same point. You can carry something even though the thing itself can't be carried. But look for the technicality if it's called Mucha L'Shabbat. That's not the issue. He says, Ula will say to you. So therefore the Gemara doesn't bring it up. Okay. And by the way, says the Gemara, You think that I'm just pushing you over here, that it's tevel. You're laughing at me behind my back. The truth is, Achinami Mistavra. It's only reasonable that the Kadayai and Kadayi Shemet tevel. Because look, he's talking about the Kadayai and the Kadayi Shemet Ater. What do you think he's talking about? Regular, a barrel of wine, a barrel of oil. Does it make sense that we would have to say in the Mishnah? If the Mishnah and the Reisha started off with Perot, we're over there, you could really ruin the whole thing. Over here, Kadayai and Kadayi Shemet, you're not going to ruin the whole barrel. So, it's obvious. That's not true, because the Gemara says you can't prove that. I mean, I can't disprove that it's talking about tevel, but you can't prove that, because I could tell you how to arrive. I could say, maybe that's the whole point. It's halakha, da'ita chamina lehefsid meruba koshish. Misha's trying to tell you, if you hadn't said this, you would have said, okay, the peros are going to be ruined completely, they were matir meat to be murdered on yond. But the kadayayin kadayshem is making a little water in the oil. I mean, so you take an animal, what's the big deal? So maybe for hefsid muad, they're not chayshish. Kamash malan, that's right, says this case, tell me, even if it's a little bit of hefsid, we're also mocked. Tanat. No tzninkli tachat adelef b'shabbat. Says you're allowed, that's our Mishnah. You're allowed to take a kli, you take a bucket, you put it underneath a leaky roof. So how could you put it underneath a leaky roof? L'chayra, you got filthy water coming in. So now you're talking about moving a kli, l'tzayrach adavar, that's ain't a nita. No, it says it's talking about adelef haroi. It's talking about the water's clean. Tashma, okay, I'll bring you another right. Porsin, machatzelet agabe livenim b'shabbat. It says beferish. You're allowed to take a canvas and you put it over bricks. No, what are you arguing on me for? Says Rabbi Yitzchak Tula. Says Ula to Rabbi Yitzchak. Says beferish avir de livni here. No, this is not avir de livni. This is talking about the ayta vivinyana. These are the cases we had before. We had bricks that were left over already for the building project. And over there, chosgel mizgal laya. We already said that was very commonly used as something to sit on. Some of Mela, those who learned that, it's adapted if it was sat on once. But the point is that it's not necessarily talking about avir de livni. Mukta. You can bring a raya from here that you can be metat or a kli. Afil adserach dover sheinu nita. Maybe it is a dover anita. Okay, how about this? Tashma? Porsim achatzel agabe avanim? Avanim certainly are not considered to be a kli. That's a dover sheinu nita. And that certainly says the Gemara. Maybe it's talking about avanim mekurzalot. It's talking about those sharp scraper rocks. The chazin the betakise. Those were the rocks you're allowed to move on Shabbos because the kavod abriya is to use to clean yourself. Tashma. Porsim machatzel. You're allowed to spread out a canvas over a beehive. If it's too hot, you can do this in order to save the bees, not to die from the heat. And if it's raining, you can do it to save the bees from drowning. As long as your kavanah is not to trap the bees, I will get back to that in a moment. If you're going to cover it, tomorrow we'll discuss. But in any event, it says over here that I'm allowed to cover a beehive. Now, am I allowed to cover a beehive? A beehive, I'm not allowed to move on Shabbos? No, it's talking about, says Rabbi Yitzchak, that the beehive has honey in it. And the honey was already loose. It already loosened it and left it there. That's a Rishon, otherwise you're not allowed to take out dvash. It's talking about that there was dvash that was accessible. Amalei revukwa mimishan l'revashi. I mean, isn't that why it says whether it's summer or winter? What do you think? It's saying summer or winter because we're stupid? It's saying summer or winter because... You have honey? You don't have honey? They don't manufacture honey doing Yimotak Shemim. So isn't that the whole point that it's telling you not to make a mistake like you're trying to dress a cup? That Adarab, it's talking about that there is no honey. And even so, it says you're allowed to cover it, which is a raya to what Ula said, that it's mutter to move something if it's going to save you money. So Yimotak Shemim, Michael, what are you going to say about Yimotak Shemim? No cash, it says the Gemara on Yitzchak. You have to leave a minimum of two areas of honey. It's very interesting. That's the modern beehive. What they do that you can pull out each challah separately. They make it like a little axis, and they always leave in two, so that way the bees don't leave to set up another hive. Here, as far as they need the two for the grubs during the winter. Otherwise, the hive will die out. But that's how they industrialized it, by figuring this out. There's a whole beautiful article in the American Technology. The Heritage of American Technology is based on this Gemara. Really? Yeah, that some guy figured out how it is possible to keep a beehive going season to season. And it was mamish this Gemara. It took them centuries to figure out. Okay, so it's talking about that you have the two challahs that are left at the end. But what do you mean? So those two challahs are muksa. That's the whole point. I mean, the two challahs you dafka don't take to eat, so then it's muksa. So we're back to where we started. That's exactly what I'm trying to prove: is that you're allowed to cover something which is muksa. So you see, I'm right, says Ula. No, it's talking about a over here, talking about that you had decided you've given up, you're going to eat the two challahs also. The heck with the beef. So what are you saying? So then it would be usher. So then why do we have to throw in that little last line? You want to tell me when it's usher? It's usher if I have a kavana for tzeda. I mean, you don't have to introduce a new element of tzeda. It could have been usher even in Eube. You could have said, Bamed varim amurim shechashav aleim before, aval lo chashav aleim aser. No, what do you have to go talking about tzeda? No, it's taking for granted that you understand chashav aleim. It's coming to tell me you need to be careful about tzeda. I said, what kind of catch is that? Okay, come here. Afa pish chashav aleim, and there's no problem of mux, and therefore you're allowed to move a kli because it's a dover on nito. Just be careful. Double vachloi kaven latzud, of course. I mean, the simplest solution in all of this, of course, would have been to say Rabbi Yitzchak would have said, it's going on even to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold the muksa, so what's the problem? You're telling me I'm going to bring a riot from here that I'm allowed to cover something that's muksa. Thank you very much. That's because this is Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't hold the muksa. So obviously we're trying to answer this Aliban Rabbi Yehuda, correct? Oh, but if we're trying to answer it Aliban Rabbi Yehuda, how do you explain the fact that it says according to Rabbi Yehuda, your kavon is not an issue, because he holds the dover sheinam et kavon is usher anyway. So what, you're telling me half of this you're saying like Rabbi Yehuda, half of it you're saying like Rabbi Shimon? Something's very funny over here. So you said, Bamayu came to, how did you work out the whole sugya? You worked it out only on leave the Rabbi Yehuda, right? So how do you explain the next word? Why does it say, that's only true I'll leave the Rabbi Shimon? Because Rabbi Shimon holds Dover Shem is Kevin is Mutter. So he said, well, come on, man, what, it doesn't even work out like Rabbi Shimon either. The Tizba Rabbi Shimon. And you know perfectly well that Abayev Rav Amrit Abayu made a Rabbi Shimon the Psik Resha Velo Yamut. I mean, it doesn't work out. Not having Kavana doesn't work out, doesn't help you. Over here, if you do cover it and you are tzadit, so you were tzadit. And if you weren't tzadit, you weren't tzadit. But how is your Kavana going to change anything? Okay. But that I can answer, I can say like this. I could say that Leolam Kula Rabbi Yehuda, actually we could say the whole thing is going like Rabbi Yehuda. It works out very well. And it's talking about the Eat Beikavi. There are windows, there's places where the bees can escape. But it's not the Pshad. V'lotemel Rabbi Yehuda, u'bevach lo yitkaven letzud. The problem over here is, of course, the language. What's this? Bevach lo yitkaven letzud. That's not the point. Yitkaven letzud. Ela ema bevach lo ya'asenu mitzoda. Means, don't make it into a trap. In other words, don't do tzeda. If she doesn't understand, what, you're telling me I shouldn't be tzad on Shabbos? I need you to tell me not to be tzad on Shabbos. No, but you see, because ma'od etema, I might have thought that this is not derech tzeda. And there's not even a problem. Because the only time the Torah asr tzeda is bimino natsud. If this is a species, that the norm is you try to catch it, so then you capture it, so then fine, okay, bimino natsud, then it's asr. But I would have thought shalom bimino natsud, if it's a type of species that generally people don't set traps for, so then that's not called the derech of tzeda, bichlalam would be mutter. Over here, kamashvan, that no, it's necessary to avoid doing it in a way that would cause tzeda. Ravashi says, can we get back to the original approach? The original approach said there were two chalas. Now, and it was talking about there was dvash. You're the ones that got all hung up with two chalas. Originally said dvash. You came along and said dvash. In the winter, there's no dvash. I mean, what it says, what does it say? Deep winter. It doesn't say biyamota chama biyamota. You're right. If it would have said summer and winter, you'd be absolutely right. It doesn't say summer and winter. It says rain or shine. That's a different thing. Rain or shine could be talking about, it says mipeach chama or bikshamim and akshamim. So maybe that's talking about Yomei Nisan, Yomei Tishrei. Diika chama, diika kshamim, diika dvash. Perfect. So in the change over the seasons, it could be rain or shine. And there's plenty of honey. So therefore, the whole problem wasn't a problem. Furthermore, you said it in the Mishnah, not in kli tachat adelef b'shabbat. Tana, in it malaya kli, shofer v'shoneh v'eino nimna. That if the thing gets filled up, portable is a one-time thing. So you could save basically your floor from getting wet and just keep emptying the bucket. Now, be'rechaya, the maisa, what did we think originally? Does this point out? We thought it was talking about adelef sheino roi. The maisa may well be talking about Adela Shaino Roy for other reasons. But if we thought originally, we talked about Adela Shaino Roy, what did we think? What was the heter then? Nubish Lema, and we could hold like Ula that you can move a kli, afil tzar dover Shaino Nita. Well, how would I be allowed to move it out? For that, anyway, I'm going to have to come to the Svara, if it was Aino Roy, I'm going to have to come to the Svara of its being a Gerev Shari. But anything that's disgusting, I'm allowed to move out of the way. I don't want a leaky bucket in my house, so therefore I could move it out of the way anyway. Which Lemaisa really introduces the rest of the Sugi over here. The rest of the Sugi is talking about that Gerev Shari. It makes it very very clear that that's actually the way we're focusing on this whole thing. Yes, yeah, and hurting your home.
Not because you want to water.
Talking about even if it's in a royal one. So Berechayad Abaya, Abaya had a problem, and he had a shed where he had a grinder, a millstone, and it got a leak on Shabbos. High, big problem, because that's going to wreck the stone completely. Also, the Kami to Rabba. So he comes and asks Rabba, what he should do? So Rabba says, look, he says, move your bed into the shed, and then, you know, move the animal into the shed. And then 3 weeks later, no, that wasn't this. Move your bed into the shed, and then it'll be like a Ger of Shorein. Yeah, but you don't want the millstone in there. It's going to smell, and it's filled with dirty water. So then you move it out of the shed, and there's no problem, because now it's a Ger of Shorein. Okay, Abaye wasn't happy with the son. Yes, Abaye, the Kashim, I have a Yosin Ger of Shorein, Lechatchila. I mean, you're not supposed to make, we know you don't make a Ger of Shorein, so by moving my bed in there, I'm doing the same thing. I'm creating a situation where something becomes a Ger of Shorein. Should I do that? So while he's thinking, the whole place collapsed. So he says, no, that's what I deserve. The Avri Ademar. The basically point out that even though he wants to be machmer on himself, to be more machmer than your Rebbe is not a good thing to do. It's very interesting. Rashi's lashon is in the Mashak's Mazer. Tasily, the Avri Ademar, usually tasily, is a good lashon. Tasily, I deserve schar for where somebody's machmer on tzitzis. Tasily, everybody said tasily, this was the mitzvah, I was very machmer. So Rashi says, Tivaoni zot bischari. This should be my schar. She'avarti al divrei Rebbe. What kind of funny lashon is that? Basically, the Mashiach explains the pshat is that he says, "Oy, halavai should be yaitz with this. this should be the whole schar. Anything else? Okay, but it's interesting lashon here. Yeah, this should be it. Omer Shmuel, lemaisa Taisus points out that he's Rabbi is really right. I mean, it does say einos and gerv sharei lechav. You know, we have many cases. So what indeed is the pshat? Oh, so Taisus says that one teretz as it says is like David just suggested. The Gishonim are already dripping. Is that I'm making the Ger of Shorein, right? It's already Mos. The question is, I'm not there. So maybe Ein Oysen, Ger of Shorein is not the Pshat. Ein Oysen, the circumstances that allow me to move the Ger of Shorein, but really, over here, the Ger of Shorein is there, so I'm not, that's not called a Sia Ger of Shorein, it's possible. Or it could be that Rabbi held that there's no Gezer B'Makam Hefzid moment about this particular Nekuda of Ein Oysen
L'Chatchil. The problem was that the roof was leaking, so by
moving out the... No, the problem was not that the roof was leaking. He couldn't fix his roof on Shabbos. The problem was it was ruining his millstone.
Not moving out the dli.
He'd move his bed into the shed, and then the millstone would be movable because it was filled with water.
The
mechanism, which was getting filled with water, which was going to rot away. So he was able to move that out. And now he can't.
Wait a minute.
So, Gerv Sharei Vavicho Meme Raglaim. We're talking about a chamber pot, which is full, or a urinal pot, which is full. Mutulot Sion La'ash. We take them out to empty them. We bring it back. Bring it back already is not taking out a Gerv Sharei. So how are you allowed to move? The pot itself is considered to be disgusting. Not right now. Chamber pot is not something you can move on Shabbos. As you're moving it out of the way, if you bring it back, fill it with water. Fill it with water. At least you'll have water for the Chayas time. So agav that it becomes mut. Okay, even normally obviously we're not mater to that, but in this case it will be needed and so on. So we're mater. Usually we're not mater until to muktai for a dover acher. But we know the cases where there's a need. We created this circumstance. There's an interesting Magen Avraham that says that this is only if you didn't put it down. Yeah, if you put it down, I mean. If you didn't put it down, it's no different than any other muktai. So why can't I just carry it back where it came from? But a lot aren't made. Now Gerv Sharei was special after light. Yeah. Now sovereign. Mina, the way he said it was that you can take out the Gerev, you can take out the Avi, which is Mashra, which cannot carry something disgusting direct, right? So Bivei Atzmolo, but that was wrong, because Hashma, Diuach Barta, Tishtakach Beyaz, Armekid Ravashi, there was a mouse that was found in Ravashi's spice cabinet. So Amul Ravashi told them, Nakta Betzutzita, pick it up with its tail and get it out of here. Ravkua. So you see that you're even allowed to handle the Dover Mos direct.
Right?
Isn't
that
Seda?
That was a dead mouse.
A dead mouse. Of course. Kol shechayavim alav mishum shvot. I pointed out in the past correct pronunciation, probably mishum shvot. Everybody says shvot. Mishum shvot. Now, here is very interesting. Normally, we look at the shvot is the thing that's awesome. Mishnah puts three categories of iser. One is called mishum shvot, one is called mishum bishut, one is called mishum mitzvah. It's certainly not aser mishum mitzvah, but basically what we're trying to do is say it's three levels of iser on Shabbos min Rabban. There's the iser, which with halal, there's no reason for us to think of being mad. There's iser, which is the thing itself should be mutter, but we ask it's no mitzvah involved. But we ask it because we're going to make hamtu. And then there's even something which is mamash a mitzvah that we ask. That's what it means. I mean, it says mishum rishus. It doesn't mean the total iser. It means things that are the right things to do. They're more similar to mitzvah, even though they're not mamish mitzvah. Or mishum mitzvah mamish. Shvot is something where the bechalal, there's no reason in the world for us to be matir. Okay. Which is a big problem because it includes dance. So koshikayavim aleim mishum shvot shvot. Rashi says that it doesn't even have a lachluchish on mitzvah. It's not even a little bit of dampness in it. Like you say, there's something good about this. You know, maybe he's talking about this. So again, you'll notice the first Mishnah contrasted the dinner of Shabbos and Yontem, right? Mishilim. We got us into the whole sugya of comparing Shabbos and Yontem. This Mishnah as well is a Mishnah that describes dinim that are similar to Shabbos and Yontem and ends with the dissimilarity of Tzarech HaKomesh. But whatever is Osir because of a Shvus, or even where it's Osir Mishum Rishus, or even where we Osir it as a mitzvah on Shabbos, Chayavim Alav V'Yom Tov, you have to keep those rules, even on Yontem. Some learn Chayavim Alav means you're Chayav Makis Mardus. Correct. Chayavim Alav means the chiyav of keeping the Rabbanan is even on Yontem. So when we talk about Mishum Shvot, what type of things do we mean? Well, things like climbing trees. Lo Olim Be'ilan. Lo Rochvin Al Gabi Be'ima. You can't ride on a horse. And you can't. Lo Shatin Al Pnei Hamayim. You can't swim. Lo Mitapchim. Lo Mesapkim. You can't clap. You can't slap your thigh. You can't. Lo Merakdim. You can't dance. Now, those are completely without any tzad of heter. No shakas of having a mitzvah and doing any of that, right? Yeah, that's how I pointed that out. It became the heter of everybody. I pointed out that originally there was tremendous isnagdus. They tried to be mevatel. So they were amazing. It was like done bedafka against all the pace. Nobody held it. And it ended up being the common minig all across Klal Yisrael. It's an absolutely unique event, Simchas Torah. It was unsupported by everybody who, over centuries, it came after the change of the minig of Kriyas HaTorah, obviously. Because the earlier minig of Kriyas HaTorah only finished once every 3 years. Well, to the point of having Simchas Torah. But there are hints of the idea of Simchas Torah on Yom Kippur. They used to have a minig to take out, because Yom Kippur was the giving of the Torah. Right? So they would have a minhag to start reading Bereishis, to show that they completed the Torah. But after it became a universal minhag to read once a year, that's when it started already. And then it started moving. You know, and it gradually just settled in very quickly. That new minhag settled in very quickly. The Rambam writes that although the minhag was to read once every, nowadays it's not the norm at all. Everybody reads now, they finished that whole Torah once a year. And not long after that come already the first reports of this horrific new holiday, and they tried stamping it out all over. Not a chance. Yeah. I have a whole approach to whether it's daffing. That's why it's usable today. People that have no shackles, Yiddish guy, do have shackles in Simchas Torah. That's why it was an expression of a whole different relationship there.
How many years?
Yeah, after the period. Yeah, it's not quite. But it's after the Rambam. Right around that time is when it started. 800 years. Okay. So, but anyway. So this is not even, as Rashi says, not even lachluchish. Dancing, who would want to dance? And certainly clapping your hands. It's a beautiful day in the Yerushalmi on this daf, on this Mishnah. It's like fantastic. You know, the famous Maisa that Rebbe says the reason that I was so gadol mechavera is because I was zeich to see Reb Meir from the back, right? It was on this Mishnah. What happened? They made a sheva brachas for Rebbe's son, right? So they were having a sheva brachas and everybody was clapping. But they were clapping on the back of their hands. Rebbe Meir walks by and he says, "Oh, Rabbonim were matir Shabbos." He didn't look; he only heard. He thought they were clapping normally. But here, the Rabbi Yochanan brings the mice because he's talking about the heter to do it with a shinoi in the back. So Rebbe says, "Who dares attack me in my own castle?" Rebbe hears Rebbe. He says, He gets out of there. He starts running. So Rebbe sends the cops after him. You know, he's got these avarim. So as he's running through the field, the wind comes and blows off his turban. Meanwhile, Rebbe's run up to the window to see who the chutzpanyak was. He gets to see Rebbe Meir from the bed. Unbelievable story. But yeah, normally wouldn't have seen him. He would have been completely covered because he was running away like a ganav. But it was that he was referring to. Now when he was sitting in shear, because I saw him, he was covered. It was his skin that he needed to see. That's the bell. To see that, to see his back of his shirt, what am I going to gain from that? He needed to see his body. Very interesting.
Wait,
and that was the mice.
No, you can't clap
and
you can run.
when Rebbe's after you, and the cops, you run. That's a beautiful story, though. We talked about it earlier. I brought it up. We're talking about something that has elements of mitzvah in it. I mean, you'd think it would be mutter, but nonetheless it isn't. Lo danin, you don't have a din on Shabbos. Lo mekachin, Shabbos or Yom Tov. You can't be mekadish a woman. The Gemara said, what woman? Why is that a shus? Why is that a mitzvah? Lo choltzin, velo miyabmin. I mean, all these things should be mitzvahs. So Gemara's going to have to explain why these are not mitzvahs. Ve'elo hein mishum mitzvah. The following things are mitzvahs, and nonetheless are us. Lo magnishin, to give something to Hegdash. Velo marichin, to make a netter for Erechin, or Charomi. Velo machrimi. Velo magdiim truma to maser. Kolelo b'yom tov amru. Kol kavachomer b'shab. All of the above are true about Yom Tov, for sure about Shabbos. In fact, ein ben Yom Tov l'Shabbat, ela ochel nefesh uvad. Of course, here we get into the whole question of Rabbi Yehuda, or even Machshiri, ochel nefesh. Okay, let's go through them one by one. So the first group, lo olin b'ilan, which is no mitzvah associated with it. The reason for that is gzeira shema yitlosh. We're afraid you may end up pulling something off the tree, which is an Issur Kotzedi, right? So therefore, we're mach. Lo rochlin aga b'beima. What's the problem of riding on a beima on Yom Tov? Gzeira shema yitzichutz l'tchum. Wait. You're telling me shema min atchum im diraisa? Because otherwise, gzeira l'gzeira. That you're worried that you're going to go out to chutz l'tchum. Why would you go out to chutz l'tchum? Rashi says very interesting. Because normally the tchum, there were markers for the tchum on the road, but if you're riding, you wouldn't see that, wouldn't notice that. Because they were too, your eyes are not focused down like we do when you walk. You're on the road itself, so you wouldn't see it. Yeah, for walkers. Yeah. So for riders, it wouldn't be there. But anyway, it's interesting. So again, I mean, it's an issue of tchumim on Yom Tov that we're accepting as a davar pashut. It's an issue of tchumim on Yom Tov. Why is that so pashut? Where does the issue of tchumim come from on Yom Tov? But why do we know? Why would that be true? See, Bishleim, if you learn this whole machlokas that we had earlier in Shabbos, we spoke about it, whether tchumim are a din in malacha Shabbos. If they're a din in malacha Shabbos, fine, then I understand. But I learned out from Shabbos, like there's all of the malachas. I learned out to you. But if it's not kosher to tzah at all, and it's just a din in makom, then it's dependent on the man. So then if the man wasn't yared on Yom Tov, there's two approaches in Taisa. So then it makes sense that the dinim of the man was set for Yom Tov too. Then Mekema is that it didn't chum on Yom Tov. But if you held, like Tosfos Zadapshat, that it was Yared on Yom Tov, and it's only the story in Bereishis, the Vayechulu is a din and dafkin Shabbat, the Ma'akitcha, so how do we know? Who's to say that there's an Issur chum? Anyone takes it for granted? Okay, but in any event, we'd see. No. So Shema Mina, a Tchumitsky approach, but no. Shema Mina Tchumim Diraisa. Because otherwise, why would we make a Gzeira on a Dirabana? That's true. Okay, so let's take another approach. Elegzera shemayach toch zmora. If you're riding on an animal, and it's making you problems, and you like to give it a little bit of a patch, you'll take a branch, which you normally do, but then you'll be over again on Kaitzer. You can't do that. This would be like, yeah, what is the Yisr? If the Yisr is tchomim, so it would be us on a bicycle too. If the Yisr, normally you don't patch your bicycle, so it shouldn't be an Yisr on riding a bicycle, would because of the Gzera of Kaitzer. You're carryable, because you're about high. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're talking about Yom Tov here. No? And this case is Yom Tov. Right? No good. Think about it. So anyway, why can't you swim? You may make a swimmer's barrel. What's a swimmer's barrel? It's something that teaches you how to swim. How to, a tube. How do you make a tube? So Rashi says you make a tube by using very light wood, you know, like bamboo and so on and so forth. And then the problem would be the problem of oreg, maybe. Yes, but Tosis brings a raya that a very interesting raya from Tyrus, that a chavit shel shayatin is made out of cheres. But the reason, it's beautiful, the reason, it's all question what is kabel tube, because it doesn't have an inside, because it's airproof. It's air inside, but there's no entrance. There's no petach. It's a real tube. It's a real inner tube. But they didn't have rubber, so they used cheres. Thin cheres inner tube. How do you make it? What do you mean? You'll put it in the thing? I don't know.
In an oven, you'll make it.
Sure. Right, but so is the ariga of the thing. I mean, it's not an easy thing to make. Okay, but that's not what it is. That's not what a chavitcha shayatin is made specifically to teach you how to swim. It's not going over Niagara Falls in a barrel. Well, there's 3 men in a tub and all that, but it's not a very... Try floating on it. You find yourself underneath very quickly. Who says just because there's no oats? The halacha, though. Velo metapkin, velo mesapkin, velo meraktin. Gzera shemi yatakin klishir. So here the problem is, we're afraid you're going to fix your guitar. You'll be all renting a money. Ve'elein mishum reshut, lo danin. Wait, what do you mean mishum reshut? It's not a reshut, it's a mitzvah. A mitzvah covered. Why is it called a reshut? Lo tzarti ikadaris bine. No. There's people that are better dayanim than you. So for you, it's certainly not a mitzvah. You can let somebody else do it. What do you have to be the dayan for? Okay, you think you're being Isaac in a good thing, okay? Not good enough to be matar on Shabbat. But Lamaisa, suppose there wasn't anybody. So then, would it then be mutter? Or is it just saying, why is it calling it? Is this a semantic issue? Or is it a halachic issue? Rashi learns a semantic issue. Why do we call it Rishos? But Lamaisa would be us if it was a mitzvah. But the Rabbeinu Tam understands the Mishnah Kapshuto. What's it saying? He's doing a mitzvah. Why would there be geyser against doing a mitzvah? Answers the Gemara, they were geyser because of somebody who could do a better job. But the guy who could do a better job, which we're not going to, is doing a mitzvah, then he indeed would be mutter to do it. That's how Rabbeinu Tam learns it. Because there's all kinds of questions in the Gemara and Sanhedrin about not being done. Over there, we're talking about being in a fashion, but he could ride from the pasuk and so on. It's an interesting sugya, how to read it. Pasuk, this is like Rashi. Va mitzvah ka'avid, ikadari lo mekadshin. Same thing, va mitzvah ka'avid. Aren't you doing a mitzvah? Being mekadish and isha. Lo tzricha de'itle isha ubanim. He's talking about he already has a wife. He already has children. He's already in the mitzvah period of a rib. Okay, there's still an inyan of a mitzvah there is. But you still could call it a mitzvah. It says after all, but you can't say that it's an absolute mitzvah that you have to be matir. Why should we answer it? A mitzvah it is, but we answer it because maybe all these things similar to dinim and so on, where there might be a ktiva. So over here, maybe you'll write out a shtar, you know, and same thing by the other dinim. Maybe you'll write down the tainus of the bali dinim. You'll write down psach. Lo chotzi v'lo biyabmin. How can you say? Well, why would we answer doing that? A mitzvah. Kavit lo tzivadika gadol. Talking about there's an older son, an older brother, who mitzvah the gadol. And now the halach is that the mitzvah is supposed to be for the oldest one to go to be miyabin. No, again, that's the same. That's where Tosfos brings rise from the end of the Mishnah. And kulo taimamai. Why all of these things are us? The same thing is true, by the way, of chalitza. The Gemara doesn't bother going into even with chalitza. True. Shema yichtov. And all of these, we're afraid. Either you'll write a shtar for the kedusha, or you'll write the bali the psak halacha, or you'll write the ksuva. If you're going to do the Yibum, or you'll give her a shtar chalitza that she's allowed to go get married, or Yibum. So in all of these cases, we are asked for the same. Okay, so we are. Tzadat. Avalot ha'otzar, v'amashmumai avalot ha'otzar, avaloyi gumorat ha'otzar kulo. Dilmati v'ashvi gumot. What would be the din over here by Yant? V'achoma. Ha'atamu b'shabbat yasur mishum dechomir. But maybe Yantav, which is Gil Shabbatami. O dilma ha'atam dika bitul beit ha'midrash ha'amrit lo. So for sure over here, doleka bitul beit ha'midrash. It actually, it's a brighter that says, what would be the din of bitul beit ha-midrash on Shabbat? Maybe we allow you even that. You still don't allow it. So in Shabbat, the lekev set perot lo koshike. Another thing is, Tanya, lo yishal shlem bekevel bechalonot, v'lo yoridein derech sulamot. What would be the din on Shabbos? Atamai. Och be yom tov the asr, maybe only because like a bitu beta midrash. Aber Shabbat ika bitu beta midrash, maybe it's okay. Or the other och, they can even have set perot still asr. Hatan the lack have set perot lakoshike, taiku. Mechasim et haperot, omar ula afilo avir de livni. Reb Yitzchak omar, perot haru'uyin, and only. The other bit of the time, Reb Yitzchak is enkli nital, ela ledover hanital b'shabbat. But wait a minute, it says, Mechasim et haperot pekelim, mash v'davka perot, exactly like he's saying. What's Ula saying? But avir de livni, certainly not. No, what in afilo avir de livni? Aydet an reishim mishilin perot, an asef anami b'chasim perot. Oh yeah, so what about v'chein kade yayin, v'chein kade shemen? You should have said v'chein avir de livni. No, come asking him, asking him a tivua. How can I even stop it? He's talking about the kade yayin and kade shemen, the tera. Oh, the other ratio perot, what do you have to say kade yayin, kade shemen? He's trichalai. Let's talk about ramina. Laughs at meruba, koshishu. Laughs at muad, lo koshishu, ka mashmala. Tonight, no tinkli, tachat adelef b'shabbat. Delef is certainly not a davar hanita, not true. It's delaf haroy. Toshva, rotsim machatzel agabi lebeinim b'shabbat. No, it's talking about daiter mebinyana. Tachozel amizgala. Toshva, rotsim machatzel agabi avanim. It's talking about avanim mekuzalot. Tachazin lebeit akise. Toshva, rotsim machatzel agabi kaberet dvorim b'shabbat. Bichamam ibdechamam b'kshamim b'neakshamim. Ubevat shlo itkaven latzut. It's talking about ikat dvash. Omale baruk v'mimishel ravashi. That's very nice. We want a chamav, he could watch, but a kshamim, ma'it l'meima. Lo nitzcha lo tam shtei chalot. Ah, that's not going to help you, man. Lo tam shtei chalot mukzate. Av ma'eskini shechashav aleyen. Av lo chashav aleyen ma'yoser. Ad atoni hu bevat shelo yitkavin latzud. Why not liflog v'litnei medida? Ba'med devorim amurim shechashav aleyen. Av lo chashav aleyen masur. Okay, come on. Hafof shechashav aleyen. Bevat shelo yitkavin latzud. But my kibda now. Rabbi Yehuda, he tay buksa. So how do you explain Bavach loit kaven latzud? That's tafel Rabbi Shimon. Dami davar shenem et kaven mutar. With his brother Rabbi Shimon, it makes sense. Abaye Rav Amit Avayo. Murder Rabbi Shimon b'sikrei shav lo yamut. So liolam kula Rabbi Yehuda. Ach ma'eskin on the eat they kavi. And indeed, lo tamel Rabbi Yehuda Bavach loit kaven latzud. Say ul Bavach lo yasenu mitzuda. Pshita, mumazu teme minon latzud asur. But a bee is lobe minon itzod, should be motor kamashmala. Ravashyam amikatani bimota chama. Bimota kishamim, it says bechama. Bibdeachama, kshamim, deachshamim katani. Which could be talking about human nis and human tishre. We have chama, and kishamim, and honey. Minotim kli tachat adelef bishabatana. Im nitmaleakli, shofech, vishone, veino nimna. And then you'll be able to take it out. While he's busy thinking, sober minah that only a gerach, so you can carry it agamana, but bifleats melo tashma dachbata teshtaker beasparmeke. The Ravashi, omalo Ravashi, nakta betzutzita beavkua. Kosh chayav an lav mishum shvot mishum reshut mishum mitzvah b'shabbat chayavin an lav biyom tov. Ve'ilu ein mishum shvot lo olim milan lo rochvim agabe bima lo shatin agabe yamayim lo metapchim lo mesapkim lo brakdim. Ve'lo mishum reshut, lo danim, lo mekachim, lo chotzim, lo miyabim, ve'lo mishum mitzvah, lo magishim, lo marichim, lo makrimim, lo magvim shum adamatzer. Kol elo b'yom tov omekav chomer b'shabbat, ein din yom tov l'shabbat, ela ochel nefesh b'levad. Lo olim b'ilan, zera shamit losh, lo rochvim agabei meima, zera shamit yitzichu tzutkun. Hey, wait a minute, shma me'atchum in yoraita? Well, okay, zera shamit yachtok zmora. לא שתין על פני המים, זהו שמייעשה חבית ששייתים. לא מטפחים, לא מצפקים ולא מרקטים, זהו שמתקן כלי שיר. ואלוהים משום רשות, לא דנים. Why is that a רשות? המצווה כאבית. לא צריך את היקד ערף מיני. ולא מקדשים, המצווה כאבית. לא צריך את היקד אישה הבנים. לא חוצים ולא מיימים, המצווה כאבית. לא צריך את היקד גדל. מצווה בגדל יבא. וכולו תאים המים, זהו שמייכתוב.